Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up.
Everybody, you're on the air. We're waking up with Linda McShann. It is Think Thursday, and we're going to have an exciting show. It's going to be short and sweet. We have Miss Grace Yu coming on. Grace is a nominated candidate for the Los Angeles City Council. You know, there's a lot of politicians out there. We don't do politics on the show. We don't do religion. But there's a difference between a public policy servant and a politician. And if you want things done, you want to look at Grace Yu. She's the lady that can get the job done. So before we get started here, you know, I hope everybody's staying safe out there. The door's open. The barn door is open. Be careful how you fly out of that barn door, because, you know, you don't want to be sunstroke out there. So ease out very, very, very slowly so that we can stay happy, stay woke, and most of all, stay connected here. The quote for the day is, when we make ourselves heard, we have to speak out for what we believe in. When we, the people, boldly state our true convictions, never losing our optimism or sense of humor, the times will change. When it comes up to speaking out for justice, there isn't any need for restraint. On the contrary, to be reserved or hesitant under such circumstances is wrong. And we have seen the changes and the reforms that are going through, those voices out in the streets that are making it out there, that are walking, that are, as you call them, protesting, I call them voicing everything. You know, here at Waking Up with Linda McShann, we're about education. We stress unification and the importance of collaboration. And we want to keep you caring, courageous, with cheerfulness. We care for you out here. So before Miss Yu comes on, what I'm going to do is just play a little music. She's going to come on and introduce herself, to let you know a little bit about her coming back as often as we can, because, you know, it's time for us to rip it up out here. So let's listen to a little bit of Keiko.
Thank you.
go for you walking on the bridge, because that's what Gracie does. I met her out there. If you want to move with the people and for the people, she is in the front line. If she's not painting the banners, preparing to move out, she's carrying the banners. This is a person that's definitely for the people. Grace, you, good evening, and thank you so much. I know it's busy, crazy, but thank you for coming on, caring and cheering with Linda McShann. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful, and I'm so delighted to be on your show, Linda, finally. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Well, you know, this is just the beginning. You're just going to give us a little bit about Grace today, but we're going to carry this on and on because, you know, November is around the corner, and we want to all remember in November, and I want them to keep your name in their brain because you are the lady that's going to get the job done.
It's usually a woman who gets the job done.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
we know that.
It's the woman. The Chief Justice for the California Supreme Court is a woman. Her name is Tani Kantil Sakaue, and she's a woman who helped keep people in their homes. The evictions were suspended, so no one got evicted. And this was a woman at the helm who made that possible.
Yes.
So
yes.
I know it is women that really care about the people and make the right decisions.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to agree with you on that because, you know, I've known you for a while and I've moved with you and just watched you. Grace, you're native Los Angelino. You were born and raised here in Los Angeles. Am I correct?
Oh, I wish I was born in L.A., but I wasn't. But I've been here since I was three, and I am an Angelina for sure.
Okay. And now you're an attorney. You're a Grace attorney. You and what field are you in law?
Yes. Well, currently I do basically only campaigning, but prior to campaigning I was an estate planning attorney. So I do wills, trust, and probate. But I started out my legal career as an attorney representing children in dependency court. So when DCFS, Department of Children and Family Services, comes in, the children will get an attorney. And so I was the person who represented the child. So I felt really good about that.
Oh, my goodness. I should have known that. I didn't know that. You know, the babies, they had the right people, person representing them out there because of your kindness. You are the most, how can I say, warm individual that one could ever meet. And for those out there who have not met Grace Fu, we're going to have to get around and get busy. You have several campaign sites, Grace, or where are they located? Where are your campaign headquarters?
Well, you know, because of COVID-19, we shut down the office in Vermont, and I'm doing a lot of work with volunteers online. So everyone's staying put at home. Once in a while, after the lifting occurred, I've gotten some people to come meet me at my law office on Wilshire Boulevard. So, you know, because of COVID-19, the way we do our campaigning has definitely changed. But I will be out with the people again on Saturday for a march at Cochran Baptist Church this Saturday, starting at 9:30.
Cochran Baptist Church, where is the location of that church, Grace?
I knew you were going to ask me. I'm going to find that address, but I don't have it right on me.
9:30.
Yes, 9:30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I noticed, I read all of your newsletters, and since COVID-19, you've been keeping us informed about resources and numbers to call, and just the list that you put out has just been awesome. And we look for that just to scan down because all the information is there, whatever resource you need, you know, food banks, health and wellness, testing. It's like you have just taken care of us. And I saw you on the front line. I was last, a week before last, and you were moving with the ministers And was that in Grand Park? Or I know it was City Hall, but I said, there
right.
she goes again. Was that with the ministers, all the Baptist Academy? What was the name
so
of that group?
The Baptist Ministers Conference and the Southern
yes.
Christian Leadership Conference were the two main sponsors.
Okay.
But there were others, and I got invited since I interact often and frequently with the pastors, and I was delighted to be asked to join. And I thought, we need a peace sign. No justice, no peace. Isn't that how it always goes?
Yes,
so
yes.
I went to the hardware store and picked up some spray cans. Those spray cans are not as easy as you think. So these taggers, it's hard work. Or they bought the expensive stuff and I bought the cheap stuff. Because every 5 seconds you got to shake it. And pushing down on that little thing actually hurts.
Okay. Well, I saw a picture of you in the area of making the banner. I said, there she goes again. You know, I remember a couple of years ago you had me down on Vermont and Wilshire when there was a housing change. And the next thing I knew, I was holding the banner and moving with the crowd. I said, that Grace knows how to get one moving, and I'll never forget that. And I think I was a star that day because they interviewed me and they wanted to know why I was out there. And I asked them again. I said, well, this is my family out here. You know, this is where we live, because this area, this is K-Town. This is everybody's thing. So when one hurts, we all hurt. But now that the whole world has come together, which is so humanistic to me, I just have a big smile on my face. It's sad how it happened, but this is what I call humanity moving now. And once humanity moves, everything changes, and you will be the person that's at City Hall to make the changes in that seat, because if it's anything that needs to be changed, you're going to get it done. And I know that. So I've been supporting. I will always be your supporter. Whatever I can do, you know, I don't knock on no doors and do no canvassing. But whatever you ask me to do, signature-wise or whatever, I'm always there for you, because I'm a believer. And I've been around you, and I know that you're the one that can get the job done. I have a question. One person wanted me to ask you, you just spoke of the rental, you know, once you come in, you know, what type of services and resources and family, you know, like families are worried about food, and they're worried about rental assistance and food banks and all type of resources.
Is
your focus as far as the campaign?
Oh, as far as the campaign, the focus is reaching out to as many people to get them to know me and really understand that I've been with the people fighting against City Hall for over a decade. I had to bring lawsuits, and most people are afraid to stand up to City Hall, but I'm like, bring it on. Someone needs to stand up. I'm an attorney. I know what's wrong, and I know what's wrong, and we're going to go do this. We're going to go fight. Just because I'm right doesn't mean I win every fight, but not fighting doesn't go well with my belief system. I'm going to always stand up for what I believe to be right.
That's right.
So that's the way it has to be, and sometimes I wish I didn't have this fighting spirit, because then life would be so much calmer.
You can't suppress that.
Well, I don't. I can't keep myself. I always get active. People call me because they know I care and I want to do the best for them.
Yes.
But I usually tell people, limited, hey, I can do this for you. I'll give you some initial advice, but I cannot take this. I will not handle this matter for you. I have people calling me up asking questions. And they're like, I'm not going to take your case. I'm just giving you some good advice for you. But I can't.
Right.
I have a campaign. I must win this campaign, and I can do more good in office. If you have right person in office, it makes all the difference.
It does make the difference, and I'm so happy that everything is, you know, is opening up. You know, this is with the death of George Floyd and what he has done. He's opened up the entire world, and now everyone is moving together as one. And I tell people on the show, we're not about politics, so I don't talk religion, but there's a difference between public policy and a public servant and a politician, because a lot of people
Absolutely.
Will say what they're going to do for the people, but then I know that you, Grace, you, is going to do for the people. You, because of your fighting spirit, because of your fearlessness, because of your not backing down, and your very, very pleasant, what can I say, the epitome of class, but you know how to take care of them. And with that type of, that's why you're on Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, because we're here to wake them up, okay? I tell them we're not trying to be stars here, and we're not trying to, you know, impress anybody. We're just bringing you this information because you have to stay woke. And the best way to do that is to get in the stew pot and bring some carrots in, and you're getting ready to take in the beef, and I'll be so happy. I'm going to be so happy because it's going to be an exciting change. Very exciting, because the woman can, and they need a woman there. Mm-hmm. They need a woman.
Oh, yes. Currently,
not saying that I'm not again, you know.
Right. Linda, out of the 18 elected officials in the city of Los Angeles, out of the 18, only 2 are women.
Okay.
Only 11% of our elected officials at this point are women. We need more women in there. We really do change the temperature in the room. So let me get you the address of the Cochran Baptist Church. It is located, the march on Saturday is going to be 1304 South Cochran Avenue. And it's going to be a little over 3 miles of walking peacefully. So bring your mask. And enjoy our lovely LA weather, and walk in honor of unity and just demanding change. I also want to give our folks the information about this amazing food bank, which is different from any other food bank. It is a social market. By that, you can get a cartload of food. A cartload of food for $40, and you decide what items you want to put in. Yes.
Okay.
It's called World Harvest Food Bank, and it's a social enterprise. World Harvest Food Bank.
Okay.
And it is on the corner of Venice and Arlington. Not too far from where you live, and even closer to my house.
Okay.
Because it's on Venice and Arlington.
Okay.
And they're open every day 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And on Saturdays, they're open 8 to 3 p.m.
And Saturdays 8 to 3.
Okay. Right. And it's amazing. Some people literally have a shopping cart full, overflowing. Some people just have a kind of full. And it's just like, you know, you can come in and take what you'd like to take. Unlike other food banks where you kind of just don't get any choice, you get a choice.
Right.
You get to choose which items you are putting into your cart.
Ooh. Okay.
And
now, what method of payment?
The payment, they'll take EBT cards.
Okay.
They'll take credit cards and cash.
Okay. And cash.
So they've got you covered. And cash.
Okay.
And
that's
I'm letting you
know,
there's no membership to sign on. It is a wonderful place where, you know, you can go with your neighbor and you guys can share, because that's a lot of food.
Oh, my
when
goodness.
When I go in there, it's a wonderful place
to go. That's great information. Oh, great. Well, that's why, you know, it takes a woman to do the job, this information that you're giving us out here. And I have the march down. I want to sort of like, this is at 9 o'clock on Saturday, and that's at
930.
Cochran, 1304 Cochran, South Cochran, 3 miles, and that's Walking for Unity and Change, nice and peaceful. And then the food bank is Rural Harvest Food Bank at the corner of Venice and Arlington. I will definitely post out on this. And I would like to ask you, I know that you're out there, but you have to come back with us. I don't know if your schedule will permit once a month, once a week. We need update because you are a walking wealth of information for the people.
I need to share one more thing before I get off with you, and that is watch out for my interview with Elena Pop. She's the executive director of Eviction Defense Network. She's going to share information to renters who have not been able to pay the bills, right? And you're concerned that you're going to be kicked out and evicted. We've got some really good news to share with you. Don't panic. You've got time. They will not be kicking you out 90 days after this. So we're going to share more information. It's going to be a 30-40 minute interview with Elena, and once we've finished it, I will go ahead and send it over to you so you can let your listeners know about this very informative, useful information.
So that's Elena Pop, P-O-T-T?
P-O-P-P, Pop.
Okay. Pop. I'll be looking for that. Oh, yeah, that's why we love you, Grace, because you're there for us. You know, you keep us woke. That's why you're on with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. Everyone, this is Grace. You and your family, your campaign managers, your volunteers, they're all beautiful just as yourself. We need a change. You are the change. Everything must change, and it will change. So, Grace, what one word would you like to just leave with the listeners? One word or one sentence or just give us one before we say goodnight to you.
I say integrity matters.
You hit it on the nose. Integrity matters. I love it. I love it. I love it. And you are going to come back with us. I'll be speaking with you. I know you're busy, but we love you, and we want to hear as much as we can hear to give us the clear directives. And I want everybody to remember all of this in November, because just as we're marching on the asphalt and we're holding up that hand, that same hand that you're holding up, put it down. Your vote is your voice. Your vote is your voice.
Absolutely.
It makes the change, and I know that you're pushing. I need to speak with you, and I'll speak with you regarding the Koreatown area for the census, but I'll speak with you on that because it's kind of difficult here, and I need some assistance on that. So we need to do something, put out a lemonade stand or whatever, but I'd like to talk with you about that because I know that you're the person that can put me in the right direction. So I will be calling you. Grace, we love you. Thank you so much. Listeners, this is Grace You for Los Angeles City Council. When she sits up there, she's going to be happy, bright, and light, and she will definitely keep us connected and keep us woke. Grace, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Good night.
And I will be giving you a call, okay? Have a great evening. Grace, you, everyone. City Council, Los Angeles City Council. Remember that name. Love you, Grace. City Council, and remember that name in November. In November, remember all of this. You know, we have Angie coming on tomorrow, and she is going to be joined by Edwinta Putney from Houston. Edwinta is going to give us an update on H-Town, that's what they call Houston, and how it's calmed down. Us, and now that George Floyd is at home and at rest, she'll give us a bit of information on that. And next Monday, we come again with Angie. You know, she's going to give us those ABCs. And Tuesday, we'll have Stephanie Haynes. Stephanie and Miyoshi. Miyoshi had technical difficulties this week, but she's going to be back. And her topic will be staying rooted. You know, that's what's up. She brings it to us. We call her the baby lion. We're lions over here. So we have Find It Out Friday, and then we'll have Mindful Monday, Tell It Tuesday. Today is Thursday, and then Find It Out Friday again. We here at Waking Up with Linda McShane, we and you light a candle. For others, you're day is always brighter. And we have to understand our greatness. See, it's about our greatness here. And you step into that greatness and you make sure that you take others with you, because it's about caring, it's about sharing, it's about love, and it's about having big hearts. We're humanitarians here, and humanitarians have big hearts, and they have great love. And heart and love is felt by all people and all things. I'm so excited to be able to bring you this wonderful joy. And on that note, I want to remind you to resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break and fine weather will always return. And spring never fails to come. You've never heard of autumn coming after spring, so it doesn't go that way. So we have to stay happy, bright, and light. And as Miss Grace Moon left us a word, well, she left us a statement, and she said that integrity matters. So you must have that integrity, and you must have those principles. That arena, that base that's given to you will never lead you wrong. So we have integrity. We have principles. We're about education. We stress unification and the importance of collaboration. I'm going to play you another song before we get out of here. And I just want you to stay happy, bright, and light. That's what it's all about. Wonderful resource. It is the food bank. It's a social market, and it's called the World Harvest Food Bank. It's located at the corner of Venice and Arlington. They're open daily from 8 to 5 on from Monday and Friday, and from 8 to 3 on Saturday. And she said that you have a choice of what you take, and I think the cost of whatever you take is $40. And they go with EBT cards, they go with credit cards, cash, or check. So you have a selection there. And I just wanted to share that with you. And she will be giving me more information about the renter's information. You know, as I said, don't worry about your rent until after 90 days. Well, there's some information coming, so you'll not have to worry at all. So she will be giving me that. Not saying you won't have to worry at all, but it'll be a better method. You won't be stressed out there. And by her being an attorney, she does will, trust, and probate. But right now she's campaigning out there because she will be sitting in City Hall as Los Angeles City Council. And they will be doing a peace, unity, and change walk this Saturday at 1304 South Cochrane. And that is at Cochrane Baptist Church. That's where we'll start off. And they're going to walk 3 miles, bring your mask, bring your water, bring your love, and bring your heart. And on that note, we're going to say, stay woke, stay happy, and most of all, stay connected. We love you. Waking up with Linda McChan. Ow! I know of a lady
y'all. I ain't nobody crying. No, ain't nobody worried. No, no, ain't no smiling faces. No, lying to the races. No, no, no. Oh, help me now.
I thank you that.
Come on. Somebody help me here. Yeah.